I've been inside since Friday night. Tentative plans with a visiting Canadian high school friend canceled both Saturday and Sunday. My only communications with the outside world via Twitter and work email. I've achieved a lot, got many things done I didn't the past few weekends. I wanted to go to Kew Gardens, but due to tube shutdown, I couldn't. I wanted to see marked flowers, birds, counter my claustrophobia. Instead, I indulged in my virtual madness, virtual friendships, virtual affair, affair with the virtual, caught up on work. High school meetup misfire reminded me of an old boyfriend. He loved the Mozart French horn concertos. I poured a glass of red and played the disc. My favorite flower is the daffodil. In Ottawa, where I lived for part of my childhood, it sometimes defied icy winter temperatures to bloom by my April 25th birth date. Jocelyn Brooke begins the chapter March in his 1953 book, The Flower and Season, with an account of the daffodil and how its many varieties bloom most places in Shropshire, but how in eastern counties there's a distinct and regrettable dearth of daffodils. He calls March the soldier's month, harsh, boisterous, masculine, yet capable of an almost feminine tenderness. The wind drops in the evening and one is aware of a sudden softness in the air, he writes, a sense of promise. The birds sing with a new lustiness, the swollen chestnut buds are taut to bursting, the rain-wet earth exhales the very smell of spring. The February days, which languorous and out of season, called forth the brimstone butterfly and the first celandines, recur now with an intenser, more disquieting warmth. The celandines spread their stars along the hedge bank and through the damp copses among the flowering dog's mercury. If March is a soldier's month, the male month, April is surely all feminine, and the anemone is the flower of their union, androgynous, trembling between the two worlds of winter and spring.